Once, Washington State had its own health insurance law, much like today's Obamacare. People were required to have insurance. Insurance companies couldn't turn you away because of a pre-existing condition. There were subsidies for premiums. The goal? Coverage for all state residents. But that experiment in the 1990s ran into trouble with big consequences. And there are similarities today as Republicans try to replace Obamacare. Aaron Katz is a lecturer at the University of Washington who does research on health insurance markets. And he told me what happened back in the 1990s.
Well, unfortunately, that law never got a chance. So it was signed into law in early 1993, by the way, by Mike Lowry, who just passed away, who was the governor then. The next year, there was a revolution of politics across the country and including in this state.
Led by Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich, indeed, and many others. And in this state, the legislature switched parties. And they set about to repeal as much of that law, the 93 law, as possible.
And what were the issues that the Republicans were trying to address?
They felt that the 1993 law was too much government, too intrusive in our lives, competition in the insurance market, free of government regulation would be more likely to hold down health care costs. Very similar to what you hear today. The Republican legislature repealed a number of the provisions of the Washington state law, but kept a number of insurance regulations. It squeezed the insurance companies. And eventually, over the course of about 3 or 4 years, all of the major insurers in this state stopped writing insurance policies for individuals. And that's what's feared today.
Insurers are facing this June 7th deadline to tell the state what their plans are going to look like under the ACA for 2018. And they're facing a lot of uncertainty right now. They're also under a lot of pressure. What is causing that?
Insurance is all about predicting future costs.
Right.
And so the insurers are looking to 2018 and saying, what is this market going to be like? And they don't know for two reasons. One is that Congress continues to debate the fate of the Affordable Care Act. And secondly, there's a specific issue around subsidies for out-of-pocket costs that consumers have to pay when they go to seek medical care. And that's the subject of a lawsuit, which has not been settled.
So let's say I'm going to be out there shopping for my individual plan next year. How is all of this going to affect what I can choose from next year?
You know, I think Washington State is in a much better place than many states. First of all, we have a fairly vibrant individual health insurance market. Partly that's because we have a number of homegrown health insurers, partly because we have very strong regulations and a very proactive insurance commissioner who enforces those regulations that tries to make the playing field as level as possible, both for insurers and for consumers. There will be effects here if the worst case scenario comes to pass in Washington, D.C., but I think the effects won't be as immediately bad for individual consumers like you, that certainly in King County are likely to have choices of plans in the individual market. But there may be some counties around the state that suffer, that lose one or two insurance providers and perhaps end up with only one choice.
And Katz says those counties are most likely to be in eastern Washington. Aaron Katz is a lecturer at the University of Washington who conducts research on health insurance markets. Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler says Washington State could see one big effect if Republicans throw out Obamacare. Kreidler says up to 600,000 people could lose their Medicaid insurance coverage. We've got more on healthcare access in our state at KUOW.org. Just search for health coverage.